It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Happy Tuesday. It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Clint Scott, soon to be joined by Dr. Mike Gustafson, Brennan Riker, behind the glass. Just wrapped up Red Raiders completing a two-game sweep of Stanford. Won this one 15-12, and if you didn't catch any of it, you might have thought, wow, that was a really back-and-forth ball game, when really it was a big lead for the Red Raiders, and then just chipping away from Stanford and making that a little more interesting than you'd certainly like. But you get the win, and now winners of three straight as you look to Houston this weekend. We are live from the First United Bank Studio. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973, or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions to the game, reactions to the series as a whole. We're also streaming live on Fox 34 News Now and on YouTube. And if you want to, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and see what we have going on over here at the Raymar compound. Brennan, how are you?
Doing really good. Enjoyed that Tech W. It was a little more maybe dramatic than wanted, but came out with a three straight wins and now a midweek sweep, so feeling pretty good.
And the little more interesting than you would have liked it, you can apply that to both games of this series. You end up winning in the 11th inning yesterday on an Austin Green RBI single after you loaded the bases there in the 11th inning. But again, the important thing is you won against a team that does not have a very good RPI in Stanford. And yeah, you're going to go up against a team with a little bit better but also not great RPI against Houston. So really needing to pull out victories, and it felt like you couldn't drop either of these two, and ultimately you don't, which is good.
Gus? Yep, no doubt. Took care of business. What's up, big boy?
How was the traffic? Did you have to fight anybody?
No, it was fine.
Any swings?
On a weekday.
Any swerving the car at people to make sure they stay in their lane?
On a week.
Call it the Gus threat?
No.
Do you have road rage? Don't seem like you'd have a road rager.
No, it's not
really.
What
they call it, road rager?
Not as a pattern. The weekday day games, which I think that was the last one of them. And usually there's only two, maybe three of those. But the games that'll get moved up into morning, like a noon situation like this was, I battle the students for parking space.
And so those are who you're fighting.
Gus is fighting
a student.
No, you're not fighting anybody.
Gus has a bat.
You just walk halfway from the football stadium. I mean, and that's it. And so that's all it is. No big deal. But it's just a hike because all the spaces over toward the ballpark are taken.
I think if that was the distance of what real hikes were, like the hikes that Jamie goes on,
hike a little more.
I'd go on a lot more hikes if that was the cardio level input I had to put
I'm
in.
Like,
well, I just finished a 100-yard hike. Woo! Put it in today.
Oh, this deal today.
Dogs are barking.
Yeah, what a day. Time to eat again.
I definitely earned these four meatball subs. Come here.
That's exactly it. This deal today was an absolute blast furnace out. I don't know, and I said this on the broadcast, I don't know that we've played a game in which the elements were more of a factor. Certainly the cold weather deal against Texas and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the wind
actually affecting
out
the score
straight out.
What it probably should have been.
And I walked into the TV booth before the game and out after, and I thought it was blowing harder after. Now, and I also didn't go out of that door for nine innings, and when I did, I opened the door and I thought, this thing's caught. like leaning on the door to get it open, like, and I just closed it again. I looked at John. I was like, holy bleep, dude. This wind is howling, especially, you know, not that we're hundreds of feet in the air, but we're up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, that explains why the last seven cans of corn to center and right center blast, mm-hmm. you know, blasted out of here 420 feet. Because that place was offensive today. Good Lord. And it was offensive for both teams. Don't get me wrong. What it does, though, is it makes no lead is safe. And I said that with an 8-run lead. And I proved to be correct as the tying run was standing there about an hour later.
Yeah, when you were scoring runs 14 and 15, I didn't know they were insurance runs at the same time.
Right.
I'm like, look at them go. Having the time of their lives,
sure.
Those guys. Just scoring runs today. And
well,
they were insurance runs.
And here's what I thought about. And this is the old – you know, coaching summer ball, high school summer ball, some varsity level stuff, some sub varsity level, again, summer ball.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the chance to put a team away with the run rule, you really want to do it because you never know what's going to happen, especially in the way we used to do those summer ball things where you're playing doubleheaders and a lot of, you know, and we threw all of our high leverage guys last night. So you knew this game was going to come down to, I mean, you hoped it was going to come down to a bunch of guys just getting in some work. In the end, it came down to, you know, a fairly high leverage appearance for Kasi, who that's the second one of those in a row. He got the save on mm-hmm. Saturday and saved our bacon in Orlando. Today he wasn't sharp, but Isaiah Rose. But anyway, you get in there going, hey, this thing's, this, you know, if we get the chance, let's ice this thing and get out of here. And next thing you know, you're all of a sudden it's a 7-run game and there's another mm-hmm. wind blowing home run or whatever. And then, you know, you get the tying run to the plate. Like, whatever you do, don't walk a guy. Ball four, you know, just.
And all the while, went cold and really.
Yeah.
Dugan, really, Dugan it was more credit to him because he really shut down your offense.
And that's
a weekend starter?
Yeah, he's a weekend starter. And Coach Esker had told us, like, Dugan might get an inning. You know, mm-hmm. and really that's sort of code for, hey, you might give him 30 pitches or whatever. Instead of throwing a bullpen, we may just get him an inning on the mound because we're really, really short. Well, he came in and had good feel for his changeup, and he was good for three innings. You could see our side kind of relax a little bit. You're up, you know, 14 runs, a couple pinch hitters, this and that, and all of a sudden it's interesting. But yeah, credit Dugan for that, keeping them in it.
And I think in any sport, when you – and this is why the go for the throat at all times is really important. But in any sport, once you think you have a game wrapped up and you've kind of take that cushion or that kind of softer approach, it's hard to kick it back into gear.
Absolutely. And last night, their Reimers threw five innings of one-run baseball, and they got back into that game.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T97.3. Play of the day next.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
We'll have a play of the day from BPE here in just a moment. Thank you for joining us here on Tech Talk. It is a victory Tuesday. The Red Raiders beat Stanford 15-12 after winning game one 10-9 in extras. That game ended in the 11th inning. You'll move on to Houston next. As your next series here at home. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Brennan Riker behind the glass taking care of us. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We're going to 5:15 today as the Texas Rangers take on Tampa Bay in game two. They won game one 9-3. And if I had to guess, I've got a 50-50 shot that our play of the day is from that game. Brennan?
Third, Carter at second. Here's the pitch. Young swings and blasts one. Deep left field. That is on its way, and that ball is history. To the back of the lower deck. A tremendous three-run Jimmy Jack for Josh Young. And the Rangers grab a 3-0 first inning lead.
Can I call that bittersweet?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard Josh Young, I think Bruce Bochy said expects it to be closer to the 6 weeks side. But later in the game, in the win, Josh Young would take a pitch that was up and in and catch it on the wrist, and it would fracture his wrist, which is just, I mean, you hate to see him get injured at all, but especially of late, feels like he's caught some really tough breaks. Because it's not like, Gus, to me, it's not like, and I don't think anyone is saying this, like, oh, man, this guy's injury prone. It's just been
I can find the dumb.
Oh, you can?
The dumb rear dumb person.
The donkey.
On the internet.
The jack wagon. Yes,
the dumb donkey on the internet that's
the big old barrel of rocks.
He's injury prone. There are acute injuries and there are chronic injuries. A chronic one would mean that right hamstring of his has given him trouble forever and he can't get it fixed. Mm-hmm. Acute injuries are that just, you know, that unlucky deal. The line drive that hits you on the thumb and breaks it. The 95-mile-an-hour heater that hits you on the wrist and breaks it. The stress fracture in your foot, that's probably as close to chronic as, as anything. But, you know, there's nothing he can do differently. There's, you know, something like he doesn't get enough calcium or anything like that. That's
he's
just,
not in the sun enough. No. He's got to get more sunlight.
And when we talk about, you know, those days where it's like, hey, he's really got to protect his – he's really got to protect his hands and, you know, when you not him, but just hitters got to be able to roll and take a pitch. You know, this one got inside on him and got in under his hands and, you know.
Not that it makes it better or worse either, but you also get a strike on it. It's you want to talk about ultimate bad luck on that play. And what's crazy is, I mean, he's already off to in what, four games, I guess three games and however many innings was off and running. I mean, you just heard that home run call that he had helped start the game with. And I guess if you're looking for the positives of this, Gus, with it, you know, expected to be around 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's early, yeah.
It's early, and he's going to be able to, you know, you'd assume be still have the bulk of the season to play and be a factor. And for the Rangers on the other side, it's not just like Ranger fans like, oh, we just want to see him play. Like, if you're the Rangers, you want him in the lineup, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
And so hate that for him. But if you're looking for the silver lining, at least it's not something that's going to eat up the entire season. And you're like, boy, hope we can get him back, you know, a couple weeks before playoffs or something like that.
Yeah, and that's a big deal that it's not, you know, because last year it pushed up against what we thought might be into the playoffs, and obviously he got back right before the playoffs and delivered all through the postseason, and it was all good. But you know, it's just a, you know, reminder that we're reminder number 4,000 that we're off and running here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the season is upon us, and injuries are happening, and all the things.
Also, got your first no hitter of the season last night.
Yeah, the Astros.
Astros break the ice in a really big way. You win 10-0 against the Blue Jays, and Rolan Blanco, I believe I said Ronal, that correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ronal. Sorry, I said, Ronal. Yeah.
Ronal Blanco. Yeah, he and I didn't see any of it. Obviously, it was at our game, but yeah, that's big to do that this early in the season for sure. By the way, let me go back to Josh. Having Chris Young talk to reporters this afternoon, and they're in Tampa, and Josh is already flown to Phoenix and is having surgery today on that wrist. So I, you know, probably putting a plate in it or whatever. And the time, the time frame is 6 weeks. So they're staying with that. So, yeah, but the surgery thing, probably the part, the new piece of information, if you will, but the 6 weeks, I think Bochy talked about that this morning, first thing, kind of the typical broken bone type deal.
What have you thought of the Rangers' start? I know it's I mean,
good. Yeah,
it's four games.
Man,
but.
I know, but good, big offense, good offense, really good lineup. That's what pops when you see them, and you know, there's just you know, there's some juice in that lineup, and they just lost a little bit of juice with Josh Young out of it because you know, they'll replace him with some good players but. You know, you think of Josh Young as being one of those 30 home run type guys, and I don't know that they're going to replace him. It will be interesting to see Foscue, because Foscue played against Tech for Mississippi State in 2020 in Biloxi, which also happens to be the last two games of the season prior to, you know, the stoppage and all that. But he you know, you could see he was a good player. Played second base at that point. His shortstop, Westberg, on that team is already in the big leagues. In fact, they had a hit a home run last night, I think, for the Orioles. I think that's right. Maybe Sunday. Obviously a talented roster. But, yeah, in 2020, he was the Rangers, I believe, first-round pick. And they talked about how the, you know, the Rangers have gone with two college bats and Josh Jung and Foscue. Foscue getting to the big leagues here. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But he's definitely been a guy that they've – you know, they've had their eyes on for a while, and anytime you get a first-round pick to the big leagues, it's kind of see what you got. It's go time for him.
Well, did you see the Wyatt Langford play? The almost incredible run?
I didn't.
He's going from first to second, and it's hit to short, and he sees it, so he's already at second, sees it, he's going to first with it, goes ahead and runs to third. And catcher is kind of half-heartedly running to third, and then he's at third base and sees, oh, well, the catcher's right here. I can outrun him, and sprints to home, so almost a first to third on an infield ground out, and the pitcher ends up covering it and just beats him to the plate. But it's like, well, if there was any wonder if he was going to be aggressive in his rookie campaign in the majors, no. That the answer would be no,
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, that dude – What a prospect, what a player he is, what a story that we're, what, 7-8 months into his professional baseball tenure, and it is what it is. I mean, what a good draft pick, because that's a control of a guy. You got 6 more years of that dude, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I 3 years of him at $700,000 a year or whatever, and I'm only throwing out those dollar figures to say, you know, him, Josh Jung, Carter. That's free money, and so it allows you to go shopping at the expensive aisle with some of the other dudes. And that's how you win, and that's how you stay good for a long time.
Yeah. It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and TT973.com. We'll jump back to some more Red Raider baseball talk on the other side. Keep it right here on Double T 97.3.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, guys, smell this. Just kidding. It's Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, BPE behind the glass taking care of us. And we got all sorts of sports for you still tonight, even though Red Raider baseball is wrapped up. 5:15 after we're done, the Rangers will take on Tampa Bay in game 2. 6:30 over on 100.7 The Score, it is Lubbock Cooper softball at home against Monterey. And then after that, it's Astros versus Blue Jays game 2 over on 93.1 Texas FM. Liberty Baseball taking on Idaloo in that district. Again, 7 o'clock start. That's a great ball game. Idaloo and Liberty, two of the better teams. And I'll tell you what, for, you know, brand new school over there, and for them on that roster, you know, they're doing the freshman-sophomore thing. They've got a little bit more sophomore percentage-wise than some of the other sports have. But still, they started out 5-0. I believe they're still undefeated in district play, but it's been a great start, and Idaloo's been at the top of that district right there with them, so that should be a fantastic one tonight. You can hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. We got this on the chat line. Shelly said, loud and clear in Alabama. She also said, just past Talladega Speedway, real loud and real left. Thing is enormous.
Shelly's on I-20. Did we ever get and it's none of our business if you want to say that, but do we ever get a explanation of what you're doing out there, Shelly?
Yeah, I think she said she was seeing a family member.
Okay, family stuff?
Yeah,
okay, family member. Cool, good. Mm-hmm. Well, be careful on the road. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's I-20. You can like, you're driving across the end of the track down there, if I remember correctly. I figured you would go for a Talladega Nights reference there. But instead you went to the drop.
She went with our guy.
The drop's fine. That's good.
Ew! Still, I don't know who that person is, but he's fantastic. Little did he know he was making you know, the show for Tech Talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was making the cut. This on the chat line from Bobby Hot Dogs. Clint, what makes you look forward to Tuesdays more, Taco Tuesday or BPE Tuesday? Well, clearly it's BPE because tacos should not be restrained just to Tuesday.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's just that the...
Just because there's an alliteration doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it on Friday.
Yeah, if you don't have to look too hard, but usually the tacos are discounted on Tuesday. Mm,
but then you also have to fight the crowd who's also going after the discounted. I'm more of a taco on the weekend type of guy because I'm going to eat way too many of them and I don't have to do quite as much on the weekend. You know, it's a strategy there, Gus. Well,
if you're just ordering this, you know, if they were someplace that was, say, deeply discounted tacos and they do the old, you want soft shell, hard shell, what's your move there? For me, it kind of depends on the situation.
It depends on where I'm at, one, yes. And then, like, if it's the classic Taco Tuesday, it's going to be crispy shell, ground beef or whatever. But I love an old school, like, barbacoa type taco.
Nice.
And then, I mean, got to do soft on that. Maybe some carne asada.
See, if it's a eat it in the car kind of deal, it's always got to be soft. You know, one of those type situations. If I'm sitting down, it kind of depends on what I'm doing. You know, how I want this thing to play out. But I think the pure taco experience is the hard shell, which is and I probably do that 25% of the time I eat tacos.
Now, when you say in the car, are you like unrapping and driving at
absolutely
the same time? Like
one
you got
hand on the wheel and one hand like shoving a taco in
phone,
my hole.
Phone in one hand, taco in the other.
Knees
underneath the street.
Phone crap.
knees underneath the wheel, trying to like dribble it around. Just keep it in the lanes. Like, oh, there goes part of the taco. Oh, sauce on my shirt. Oh, there's the cheese. And that's why Gus was pulled over.
Man, you went a long way to get to that story right there. You painted a vivid, vivid scenario.
It's almost like he's speaking from experience.
Exactly.
A vivid scenario that's absolutely happened for Gus,
put
right?
Put your
that's
blooming phone down, first of all.
No, don't do that. Gosh. Don't text and drive, people.
I mean, I've even
one
got
one for
little,
your own safety, but also it annoys me.
If you text me when my car's moving, I get the little thing that texts you back. It doesn't beep at me or bing, ding or whatever, and it... And it says, like, you know, I'm driving or whatever.
I've gotten that response.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I start responding to it. Like, don't tell me that, Gus.
You start
I want you to respond to me right now.
Response.
Yeah, I want to see how far the auto response will go.
Well, the beauty of it is because, we can be a little bit like a moth in the flying around and you stand there and stare at it. It's with that thing not beeping at me, I'm not as distracted, so it helps.
Yeah, I'm totally.
It does help, but back to tacos.
I am totally kidding.
Back to
be
tacos.
Safe when you're driving with
the phones. You get the one hand on the wheel and the other one feeding the face. Yeah, that's
back
to
tacos. Brennan, what's your
that's the way to go.
What's your taco take in there?
I'm not too picky. I'll get a hard shell taco with hamburger meat and cheese, sour cream. Call it good.
Hard to mess that up at all. A fun little deal can be like a taco bar type thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour type situation, which you're not going to
do. Do you have taco bar spots you've been holding out on?
No,
I don't. Like the...
It's been a minute.
Yeah, we go over to Jimmy's.
I'm trying to think of where. There was a taco bar place years ago. And, that's a good situation there.
The salad...
That's ripe for overeating.
I've always thought...
I'm a fan.
The salad bar sort of situation gets restrained. And I know there's like buffets and stuff out there. But the salad bar setup gets restrained to its own little circle way too much. Because like a nacho bar or a taco bar is fantastic. When we were growing up, now this is very small Kansas, so I don't believe that they abided by the rules of like what you were supposed to do with nutrition for the grade schoolers. But we would do sometimes in the winter like a baked potato bar.
Ooh.
And that was one of my favorite. I mean, it had the works. You had like chili,
all
cheese,
the fixings,
like anything
yes
you could want on it.
Nice.
I was like, why aren't we doing this more? This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What was the team ERA yesterday and today?
I don't know. A lot. One. Every run today for both teams was earned.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Zach Erdman, really good.
Erdman. Yeah, I thought a great start for you.
Yeah, he was scoreless through four, got into the fifth, career high in pitches. Going to need him as this thing keeps advancing and you don't see Petty and you don't see Fast, it kind of makes you wonder, right?
Hey, ask me how many pitches Erdman had today.
I mean, I think I can tell you.
No, but I want you to ask me. I want to say.
How many pitches did he have?
Hey, he had 62, Gus. Total
nice.
Pitches.
Yes.
Last time you asked me that and I gave you the total innings completed and you yelled at me.
And then you said batting percentage.
That was a different time. I'm just here to disappoint you every day.
You're finding a way every day, aren't you?
That's right. You know what? Stick-to-itiveness. That's what I say. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3.
Podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. 30 more minutes with us. We'll go up to 5:15. At that time, it's Texas Rangers baseball against Tampa Bay. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Brennan Riker behind the glass. We'll get to some of your thoughts in comments, and go ahead and get your questions in for Aztec Talk. We'll do that early since we're done early. We'll do that at 5 o'clock. We'll get to some of those here in just a second, but now it is time to find out what is going on. Thank you, as always, for Non Blondes doing a fantastic job every day for us to bring us in to this. Gus, today, I feel like 50% of the stories I've given you have been from Florida, so we'll just continue on with that percentage. It's an interesting state. A lot of fun things happened there as long as you were away from it.
A lot of nitwits.
I don't know who to call the nitwit here, but there was a nitwit certainly involved. Okay, this could have been serious in the realm of bad. There we go. Just went away. This man's name is Shane Rimke. Okay? There was last Thursday, he was walking into a corner store. All right? Walking in, just probably getting groceries, something to drink, something like that. Everyday activity. Okay? Could happen to any of us. Well, I mean, a lot of us do this daily, once a week, something like that, right? Going over to 7-Eleven, whatever it is. Now, DK, for some reason, there was a saw blade that slammed...
I saw this on Sunday.
Yes, slammed into the wall right where he'd been standing. The saw blade is not like a small little one either, which not good in any size. It was almost 4 feet in diameter and came from a circular saw meant to cut...
Concrete.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It came flying in fast and embedded itself more than a foot into the wall.
Right.
If Shane had been standing there, he wouldn't be standing there anymore. That's what we'll say.
And Clint, I saw this clip on Sunday.
Yes.
And it might have been on Willie Geist or whatever, doing his little social media thing. And it's so violent.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like a scene out of a horror movie or something where the saw blade just rips across this parking lot and sticks into the wall. And you know, and you and I think of a saw blade and we think of something maybe a little bit bigger than our hand or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this thing's a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
This thing's bigger than Brennan.
It's buzzing across the... Well, you said 4 feet. Yeah. It's buzzing across the parking lot. I mean, buzzing across a parking lot, dude.
I'm like the video that I think the thing that I'm most amazed by is because there's cars in the parking lot. The window that it goes through, like it didn't hit anything before it reached that wall.
No, I know.
It's like it didn't hit a car, didn't hit a tree.
They said there was a mechanical failure and perhaps some human error, which means, you know, there could have been some. The safety thing that had been avoided or whatever on top of the mechanical failure or the bolt that came loose or whatever that wasn't checked before use. But my goodness, thank goodness that ended the way it did because that would have been gruesome.
Yeah, Shane would have been half the man he once was if that went wrong.
Yeah, he would have been.
And he would have been a full BPE.
He would have been a right half and a left half. What'd you say,
Brendan? He would have been a full BPE.
Yeah, BPES.
Yeah, it came from a utility company. How about, you know what they were repairing, by the way, if this makes you feel any more comfortable, that this utility company that launched a razor at someone or a saw blade, they were repairing a leaky gas valve.
Oh, mercy. That's right. I wouldn't want everyone to ignore safety protocols around a gas line. Just what I wanted to do.
Take it easy. Do whatever you want. Laws don't apply here. I mean, mercy. What could go wrong with a leaky gas valve? Hey, anybody want to light up while we're over here? I do want to do a quick fix on this. I apologize. Right. I somehow with my saving the story combined two places. This, I'm sorry to Florida. I have to apologize to the state. This came from Eugene, Oregon. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, I don't know if they...
Eugene, Oregon.
They probably said that on the video I saw, but...
We'll save that Florida story for another day. Put in the hip pocket. Okay. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. So we play number one Razorback next week. Great chance to help the RPI.
2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. It's at ACU. Yeah, the series this weekend against Houston and then six-game road trip at Abilene Christian Tuesday. And that's just a down and back. But then the weekend at TCU and then the two at Fayetteville, and then home for the Fighting Mountaineers.
But the RPI opportunity part is true.
No doubt. That part's true. Yeah, it's no doubt they got to start stacking up wins. I mean, there's no two ways around it, and we can have that conversation however you want to have it in terms of just getting the win total up there close to 40, or beating good people or whatever. There's just not much room for slipsies, and they can't miss opportunities to beat good teams. So, they got to go get one in Fayetteville and, just on and on and on. We don't need to sit here and play that game. Got to win here, got to sweep that, blah, blah, blah. And they just need to start stacking wins and playing well.
I would love to hear Tim Tadlock say slipsies.
Yeah, he's probably not going to do that.
We'll see what we can do. Bobby Hot Dog said, sounds like Young needs to eat more Hamburger Helper. BPE is strong as an ox and owes it all to Hamburger Helper.
He can take 95-mile-an-hour heaters on the wrist, and it's the ball that's injured.
That's his workout. He just puts his hand up and just walks up to a batting cage and just lets it hit, ponk, ponk, ponk. They're like, who's the psychopath in cage number 3? I don't know, but he must have eaten a ton of Hamburger Helper. Look at that. It's like Superman. This on the chat line for Shelly. This person said, no, she's getting away from her neighbor. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. She's running from her paramour. Her gentleman caller.
That got her. What? Got her. Their dogs in a fight? And, I mean, her,
hey,
her
whatever
dog,
she's
got to
call it. I mean, whatever you got to call it, Shelly. You can tell us all the story, do all that deal. Whatever, man. The things we do for love, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, my dog this, blah, 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 whatever.
Spaghetti dinner that. Yeah. Deeply discounted tacos, weed strain.
No doubt.
Hey, one more with us when we come back. It is a shortened Tuesday edition of Tech Talk. Get your questions in for Ask Tech Talk, brought to you by Visual Edge IT. We'll get to that next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
If you are just getting into your car, maybe just getting off work, and you're going, why is Ask Tech Talk hitting so early? Brought to you by Visual Edge IT, by the way. Well, we're giving way to Rangers baseball here in 15 minutes, game 2 against Tampa Bay. So if you have a question, get it in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line now, and we will get to as many as we can. Start with this. Nasty Viking Look what you've done.
Nasty Viking.
Look what you've done.
Weed strain.
Did you foul out in every intramural basketball game? I've heard stories.
Did you foul out?
I'm angry and it's your fault.
I don't know what stories you've been hearing.
Did you foul out? Nice.
No. I wonder if this
is
coming.
Are you a hacker?
No, well, I accidentally... Well, I played a pickup game a few weeks ago with Choices Group.
Oh, yeah. You knocked his teeth out or whatever. Good job
on
you.
He's got
you,
dentures.
Dude.
You know what? Hey, he was running his mouth a little bit too much.
You know what the message is? I was going to say, you know what the message is? Don't come in the paint.
That's right. It's don't
come
in
the paint.
Don't
keep
try to slip underneath the big guy.
There.
All right? Yeah. You stay outside the arc, pal. Pillow soft Charmin.
Clint had just watched that big donkey from NC State and said, you know what? I think I can bring a physical aspect to my game.
It's more like, I hate that Brock Cunningham, but I'd love to do that to Joyce.
Yeah, there it is right there. Perfect.
I'm just kidding. I felt horrible.
Yeah, I'm sure. I get it. You finally get coerced into playing and then you...
And then I kill him.
Crush a dude.
And I break his face.
Flailing.
Yeah, he didn't bleed that much. He's fine. Gus, on almost every TV game at Tech, most of the first and second row seats behind the plate are empty. I'm guessing that these ticket holders also have access to suites, but it's a bad look. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And you know, it's they do probably have access. Like, and Coach Ashby, Gary Ashby, talks about it. Like, they've got those four seats kind of on the to the left. The four seats on the end of that front row, and usually a lot of times you'll see Ashby there, and then like after a couple innings he'll go down, go back up the suite, and there's usually people in those seats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talked about that on the show before, but yeah, and the key thing there is that ballpark will be juiced and sold out at times, and the only and when you really judge that, at least from up there where I'm sitting, is you look down the line at both corners, and when it's full to the corners, much as you'd say in the football stadium, mm-hmm. when it's full to the corners, you don't have to look at the rest of it. There's no empty seats left if it's full to the corners. And then what shows up on camera are those empty seats right there behind home. And, you know, I'm sure those are people with enough privileges to either go to suites, and they most certainly have club privileges.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, you know, and that's – what people, you know, how people are with the way they utilize. I'm sure those are higher dollar seats, and, you know, you can't make people use their stuff. Mm-hmm. I wish there was a way to get, like, you do it like the Oscars, where you get, like, some saddle tramps, and you come in here, and you guys can sit here. We just need bodies mm-hmm. in the seats. You know, it's
'cause, and if you don't use them, Will Smith gets to slap you.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant by
pack this joint? I mean, so that it looks packed when it is packed, because we've had several sellouts already, and the only thing you see on camera on just the center field pitcher shot is empty seats back there. But, you know, those people could be in the stadium, or they could just be going, "Hey, I bought those tickets. I spend the money. Sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't."
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I wish there was a way to utilize those so that just the optics of it more than anything else. And again, you know, it may be too much to try to administrate to go, all right, saddle tramps, row 3, section 5. You know,
go.
Get, we need three of you sitting down there, and if somebody shows up, you get up and get out of there. But I'm not even.
We have a code red on the first section.
Section. I mean, you know, just – but that's what they do at the Grammys and the Oscars, those people mm-hmm. like seat fillers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't – again, it's easy to sit here and say this, harder to administrate. What I would love is with the next stadium expansion or however, you know, whatever that happens, whenever it happens, be the opportunity to create more club seats and then go to those people and say, hey, is there anything we can do to get you to, you know, buy these club seats, utilize those – because if you're not using those, it's not on every camera shot,
yeah,
you know. Sure. But then, and you know, and there were, and I'm not even talking about creating a situation that doesn't generate as much revenue there. I'm just saying, I think the stadium club sold out about 5 minutes after that thing was created in mm-hmm. 2012, and you know, and so people have bought seats down there low that they sometimes hardly ever sit in, but they're in the ballpark, and that's all I'm getting at.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Did Cash play today?
He did. He came in. defensively, got an at-bat, struck out. He didn't strike out, but he grounded out to second. Yeah, but he came in late. He was on the field defensively for probably the last three innings.
This from Shelley. Y'all keep teasing me, and I'm going to send a picture of my Pitt's nearly severed toe, LMAO. This on the chat line, got to face facts, down year for baseball around here.
It could be. We'll find out here pretty quick. I mean, we're gonna, in other words, it's going to be written in the ink is what I'm saying. And I don't think we're saying anything opposite each other.
Yeah. Bobby Hot Dog said, don't forget the keystone clenched between his thighs.
So that scenario was keystone between his thighs,
taco phone in one hand,
taco in the other. Man, dude, you got a lot going on there.
While yelling at people, slow down, learn to drive.
Doesn't have a middle finger to flip because he's got all the other stuff in his hand.
Put the taco in the cup holder.
There it is. Yeah, don't set the phone down.
You put the taco in the cup holder instead of the phone in this fake situation that no one should do, by the way. The problem with that is when you pick the taco back up, the phone doesn't drop lettuce, cheese, and whatever else you have in there into your cup holder that will reside in said cup holder forever.
What is cup holder taco? What is that? Weed strain? What do we got? Cup holder taco?
Sure. I think weed strain
sounds
good.
Probably best, isn't it?
Yes. I like this from Doug. Taco made from soft tortilla with refried beans wrapped around a crunchy shell taco with all the fixing inside. One of the first things ever bonded with Hex around here is our disdain for the Bell for dropping the double-decker taco. They had perfection over there, and what's frustrating is they have all the stuff to do it. You could go, and I could make it right now. It's like, I will pay you 50 cents extra for what it used to be if you just let me go make it, because you won't go make it. And that's the one thing that will get me angry in this building when I think about it. There's my stance.
Well, if you're just tuning in, Josh Young, broken wrist last night, surgery today, plates, screws, back in 6 weeks. I don't know if that's the good news or the bad news. Certainly the bad news, but hopefully just the 6 weeks.
Not great, but could have been worse.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good way to say it.
That's how they say about Tech Talk. That's the tagline. Hey, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with a full show tomorrow. For Gus, for Brennan, thanks for hanging out with us.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at Double T 97.3.com.